Here with the Lord saying, when I talk on judgment, Lot was spared for a while, so I won't talk about remembering Lot. Instead, I'll land on Lot's wife. I'm going to take about 4 minutes to tell you why another sermon could be preached on Remember Lot. Number one, he made a greedy choice of the best pastures. He was with Abraham and they started fussing. And Abraham came to the edge of the new area. Is not the whole land before you. Separate yourself from me. If you go to the right hand, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And Lot chose for himself the Jordan Valley. It was the garden of the Lord. Lot was greedy. And he started his march towards Sodom. So you could learn from Lot. Lot's sinful alternative programs when the Spirit is leading. It was Lot who said, I beg you, my brothers, down here. They pressed, here we go. Before day, his sinful alternative of his giving his daughters. Do not act wickedly. Behold, I have 2 daughters. They have not known any man. Let me bring them out and do them as you please. And if we were preaching on that, we would challenge the families to say, how often have you sacrificed your children? Saying you can watch any TV programs you want to. Saying you can go to any school-sponsored event because it can't hurt you. How often we've turned and said, go ahead. Third, if we were preaching on Lot, we'd have to mention the sinful delay in teaching his family, his son-in-laws. And the men said to Lot, have you anyone else here? Well, he has son-in-laws. So he went out. He hunted up his son-in-laws, who were to marry his daughters. Up, get out of this place. The Lord's going to destroy it. But he seemed as one that was joking with them, was kidding them. See, they were in a party, and you can imagine the kind of party if the whole place is getting over to sodomy and lust and that kind of thing. And he said, God's going to destroy all this. And they said, he's never done that before. The people who go by their science books more than they go by their Bible books. He delayed obedience to flee. Like I said, we're just touching on these before we leave them. But as morning dawned, the angel said, up, let's go, your wife and daughters are here, let's go. But Lot lingered, so the men seized him and his wife. And if we were preaching on Lot this morning, we would say Lot's wife had no biblical example to follow. The husband didn't want to leave either. They pulled him out, they brought him out of the city. And then last, if we were preaching on Lot today, he doubted God's wisdom in where to go next. And who has not wrestled with that in their lives? Where to go next? What marriage should take place? What job should take place? What location should take place? And he had a real estate problem. And you read about Lot. And Lot, they're on their way out. Escape, don't look back. And Lot said to them, oh no, my lords. Your servant has found favor in your sight. I can't escape to the hills, lest the disaster overtake me and I die. Behold, this city is near enough. Let me go to this little one and escape there. And it says, so Lot went up to Zion, Zor. And 20 verses later it says, and he ended up in the mountains, in a cave with his daughters. If we were preaching on Lot, well, you'd be happy to know it'd be time to go home. But we're not. We're preaching, as Jesus says, remember Lot's wife. That's 3 rather simple reminders. Remember her opportunities. And as I say, there's no particular outline we're putting in words, but think about this and the opportunities that God's given to you and to me. The family had the truth in the middle of darkness. Can you imagine what it would be for Lot's daughters to stand up and say, I'm engaged to a man in the midst of that terrible sodomistic philosophy. Somewhere, they had a family that was going to go together. And in the midst of all of the sin, well, it was there. Lot's wife had an acquaintance of Abraham. As we said, Lot chose his area there, but the Abraham who you see that the Abraham who would, when he heard in his newspapers or however they hear in those days, Lot took off and went to Sodom. The enemies of Sodom came in and they destroyed the whole city and they took Lot and his family with them. Let me read this passage. The blessings that Lot's wife had. The enemy came and took all of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their provisions and went their way. They took Lot, the son of Abraham's brother, who was dwelling there. But when Abraham heard it, he led forth 318 of his men. He said, we're going to go get Lot. We're going to bring him back. We're going to bring his wife back. We're going to bring his daughters back. Think about Lot's wife's blessings. And they did. 318 went after him and they brought back all the possessions. This is Abraham. He brought back all the possessions of Lot, also brought back his kinsman Lot with his possessions and the women and his people. Remember the opportunities. Acquaintance with those of Abraham. I had a person, the girl that was going to college the same time I was, and she was out, she had her family around the table of elementary school. They were all boys, three boys. And she said, Bob, he said, I'm going to raise, my husband and I are going to raise these three boys to marry a Christian girl that wants to be a Reformed Presbyterian. And she said, somewhere out there, I hope there's a mother saying over breakfast this morning, I'm raising three daughters that are going to go out and I'm going to train them to want to marry a Christian husband and be in the Reformed Presbyterian Church. There's a blessing that God puts those kind of people in our lives, as he did in the life of this woman, Lot's wife. Secondly, remember her sins. You can't just say that, well, Lot was nearly as bad, so why did he choose Lot's wife? Remember her sins. We read again, the morning dawned, the angels came to Lot, up, take your wife, get your daughters who are here. But he lingered, so the men seized him, and they seized his wife. Again, the sin of rebellion is there in the two daughters by the hand, and the Lord was merciful to them. They brought them out and set them outside, and they brought and said, escape for your life. Do not look back to stop anywhere in the valley. And then by the 25th verse, 26th verse of the same chapter 19, but Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. See, of all the stories that Jesus could use to illustrate some truth, he chose us Noah, a flood. You believe in a literal flood? So that you're committed to the red letter Bible, boy, you're committed to what Jesus said. He goes back to Noah, and then he goes back to Lot's wife. And the story of being destroyed by fire and brimstone. And the world said, that would never happen. Then why did Jesus go back and tell you to learn from it? That she did turn into a pillar of salt. Lot's wife looked back. Not just a glance back, but the desire to wrench herself free of the hand of the angel that said, we're going, we're getting out of here, or you're going to die. And it was the lurch to pull her hand out of that and say, I'm going back. I want to go to the sons-in-law. Probably my husband didn't talk the right way to him. I'll go. No. And she turned into a pillar of salt because of her sins. She looked back. And we would say she disobeyed an express command of God. Along with Lot, she turned in the midst of leaving and said, oh no, my Lord, I can't live here. I've got to go over there to this little town called Zoar. I can't go where you want to go. You know what would happen? I'd die. I can't take those standards. You know what would happen? I'd be an old maid. I'd be a bachelor. You don't know, understand. God, I'd die. She disobeyed an express command, do not long to go back. Do not look back. And she showed her doubts that God knew what He was talking about. She said, you're taking me up to the hills. And I want to tell you that you don't understand this, you and your angels, the men that were with them. And she showed her love for the world, because when Jesus finished saying, remember Lot's wife, He adds, whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life will keep it. So that was the issue when she turned back. She turned back to save her life. She turned back to go back where the people were. And God said, not on my watch. Third, remember the punishment. His wife looked back from behind and she became a pillar of salt. Genesis 19:26. God gave her breath and took it away. God gave her grace and took it away. God gave her a home and He destroyed it and set this memory for all time. You see, when you get around to setting forth the judgment for sin, which she did, it's fairly easy for those that preach the Word of God to step back and not mention that what's awaiting sinful people who tell God He doesn't know what He's doing is eternal hell. It's death. It's going. Tonight, you'll come back and go with us to Japan. And there we went out to where Pearl Harbor came, and there's still some 2,000 sailors in that Arizona ship down there. They weren't able to get up. But over here, some 50 yards away, is the Missouri battleship on which the Japanese signed unconditional surrender to the Allied forces. Yes, they sinned in coming, and yes, they will be punished. They'll be punished, and they rounded up those leaders, and as you know, they put them to death in Japan. And people, you go to the atomic bomb display today, and you know who's taking it over? The Greenpeace people have. Said, oh, this was a very bad thing, and here's a lunchbox. It was all burned up by little Fing Fong Fui on his way, trying to get home that morning, and it caught up with him and burned up his bicycle, and here's his little lunchbox, and we'll never fight a war again, because that was a very bad thing to send that atomic bomb. You talk to some veterans and ask them what it would have been if they would have invaded Japan and what would have happened there. But that's a side road. Still, the sin deserves the punishment. And they're both sitting there, 100 yards apart in Pearl Harbor. So let me ask here as we pull things together, how should we remember Lot's wife? Jesus told us to do it. Well, let's remember her opportunity and ask if we're like her. We're in the midst of people that do not understand what we're doing. They're in the midst of people that are so insistent that we be like them, they would break down our doors to get there, our spiritual doors. They do it by name-calling in other ways. Remember, she had opportunities. She had Abraham that went after her. 318 men cared, risked their lives. Who cares about you in the midst of a world that doesn't understand? Remember her sins. Number two, she looked back. She doubted the wisdom of God. And third, we just said, remember her judgment. God does not overlook. As difficult as that is, we heard the crash on the main street a block from us, and it had been where the motorcycle had gone 80 miles an hour and run into the back of a parked car. And this 19-year-old student was dead, who was driving it. He was the drug addict of town. He was the one who went out. He did all this kind of thing. And I got there about the same time an older man came along in his 70s, and he said, Bob, he said, the right man died in this accident. Oh, we tend to back up and say, that was a very bad thing today, but remember the judgment. God has a way of taking lives and making us think right in front of our face if we will. Remember her judgment. And that's why he included her in this passage. Noah went suddenly. I mean, Noah's punishment, that punishment of the people came suddenly. Lot's punishment of the people came suddenly. That's why he said, remember Lot's wife. Lot at least worked his way out. Listen as Christ sounds out the warning this morning then. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will keep it. Father and God, we pause this morning to thank you for the grace that is ours. Thank you for the love that called our attention to people like Lot and his wife. Made us aware that time is running out, that there are people that need to know about the gospel, and we plan to go with them just the night before they die. They'll probably think we have a strange idea and will laugh. Oh, Father, open up our hearts now and our homes to reach into lives and families that need to know that judgment is coming in hell as certainly as it came on Lot, on the family, on the community where Lot and his wife lived, Sodom and Gomorrah. Now, Father, for your blessing, thank you for the blessings of being here in this day in which the angels are not grabbing us yet and saying, make a run for it, because judgment is tonight or tomorrow morning. Give us wisdom and the use of our time to those that are without. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.